Also forgot Azan. Yeah, oh, traffic.
Sunrise, and the people some in the community call the Children of Satan are harvesting vegetables from the place they've mockingly named Hell's Garden. The women stoop, stretch, strain, and sweat to pick carrots and beetroot. Their dresses drag in the dark soil. They're mentally disabled, brain damaged from conditions like cerebral palsy. Hobeni is deep in the heartland of the Xhosa people. People here generally believe that witches, evil spirits, and the devil are responsible for cursing the mentally ill. For that reason, the families of those with mental disabilities are often ashamed of them. Some are tied up and even chained and hidden away. Some mentally ill people in Hobeni suffer intense mistreatment. Almost all the women working on the home's farm have been raped.
At a point last year, we had 10 residents, 9 of them female, and 9 of them coming from having been raped or molested previously. In this area, the mentally disabled girls, they are being taken advantage of, like in no other place, I'm sure. It's hurting us, you know.
Alex Gunther, a highly qualified therapist, is the home's director.
The worst is that it happens so often that it's even normal to the community. To us, it's shocking. To them, it's normal. It's what happens to a mentally disabled girl.
Atikayo Lutolo, the crippled and spastic, learned to stand. Those who've been silent for years begin to talk. Residents are taught very basic reading and writing and to cook and clean for themselves. Gunther gives them dignity for the first time in their lives and helps them to feel human. One of the mentally ill women sweeps a floor while her children play nearby. Gunther says most of her patients are between the ages of 14 and 22 and have been raped repeatedly by different men.
The one was raped when she was 10 and getting water from the spring, you know, with her other mentally disabled sister.
Another brain-damaged girl was attacked when her relatives left her alone in a hut.
The drunk guy came into the house, locked the house with her inside, locked the house, started to rape her. The other children luckily ran for help, and then many adults came to rescue her and beat up the rapist, but she was already raped.
Supper time at the home. The mud and dung dining hall is a maelstrom of sound. Children chase chickens that squawk in terror. Diners joke and babies wail.
We don't allow our disabled residents to go outside the yard alone. They always go two or with an adult or with a male, you know, because crossing the rivers, if you go from here like to the shop, you have to cross two rivers and go through two forests. Where anything can happen, you know.
Gunther says mentally ill girls are raped all the time in Hobeni.
Some of the girls we have here at Ikayalokolo now, they are here because the mothers say, sooner or later my girl will be raped and I don't want that.